welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you would like to get in touch, please do. We've had some really gorgeous messages come through, and it's been an absolute delight and privilege to read them. So the email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok DMs are open at amybutler66, AmieButler66. And my Instagram, personal Instagram, is amybutler96. But we also have our Asexuals Anonymous podcast Instagram, which is Asexuals Anonymous. I think it's podcast at the end, I can't remember. But you'll find it. Those DMs are always open as well. So get messaging in and let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, this is episode, I think it's episode 16. Hello, anonymous friend. How are you doing?
Hi, babes. I'm all right. How are you?
Well, we have just had a conversation about that.
I think everyone now knows that we have like a pre-podcast conversation. We've spoken a lot this week, actually. We've had phone calls. We've had everything. It's been great.
We have. We've had a therapy session each, I think.
It's what we do. We ring each other, have a little therapy session, and then do a podcast together, which is basically like a therapy session anyway.
Exactly. It's brilliant. I've been looking forward to this one because I've had a really crappy day. I do think it's because I'm due on my period. I'm going to put it down to that. But Just for those listening, dear listener, and those watching, remember you can watch on YouTube as well. I had a job yesterday and then it got cancelled this morning. Honestly, if you want to go into any kind of entertainment industry or like, not, do you know what I mean? What industry am I in? Entertainment, but also like art.
Performing. Yeah.
Performing. Just know that it's a nightmare and it's going to give you trust issues in every aspect of life.
I've told you this several times. I don't envy you and it impresses me. Your resilience impresses me.
Yeah, well, I nearly didn't have it today. I lost all resilience today, if I'm honest.
But it's okay. We're going to do a little podcast. We're going to be feeling good. And then, you know, got to throw out the weather there. The sun is shining.
It is shining today. I got my car washed today, right? And I had a little scream in the car because I found out that it's the perfect place when you're frustrated because you can just scream and the car wash is so loud, like no one can hear you.
You hope no one can hear you. Someone walking past, they can just sit you in the car with the like Swiffers or whatever they are going and you're just screaming.
I was actually more concerned about the car behind me.
Okay, so it's good to find a place to scream.
Yeah, and I made a TikTok video, so
I feel like I need to take you to a rage room.
Yeah, I could have done with one today, although I'm out of energy now, so
All that screaming in the car wash, that's why.
Exactly. The gym session later is going to be an interesting one.
True.
Goodness me. Anyway, that's how I'm feeling today. Not great.
An emotional roller coaster. Wow.
Honestly, this week has been.
For both of us.
For both of us, this week's been so up and down.
Because we were on the phone the other day for an hour and a half, and I was ranting, I was happy, I was confused, I was going through all the emotions. And then we've been like voice noting and I've been voice noting happy, sad, all this stuff like that. So, we're feeling our feelings, which is good. It's healthy. It's positive.
No, mine's all work related. I didn't know whether to take this job in Zante for 2 weeks or whether to wait it out and see what happens in life. Like it's my brain has been everywhere and I can tell that I've not been receiving the feelings well because I'm during my period, which is annoying. However, I have just had a package come through the door with my CBD oil that I take for my period mood swings and anxiety and stuff. And genuinely, if anyone is listening who suffers with anxiety and like mood swings and they do loads of stuff, this company, but mainly to do with like your period. I cannot recommend this company more. It's called R Remedy, and I think they ship worldwide, which is handy because we are worldwide, baby. But yeah, genuinely, we're not sponsored by them or anything, although that would be amazing.
If you'd like to sponsor us, feel free.
Maybe I will send them this clip. But genuinely, this company and their a small business, like what is that what they're called? A small business?
Yeah, small business. Yeah.
Yeah. So genuinely, I can't recommend them more. Our Remedy, and they do CBD oil, but they also do loads of other stuff.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Oh, you would love it. And I think I've been all over the place because I didn't renew my subscription since I've been away and I run out.
Don't go chugging the bottle.
I'm going to down it, baby. No, basically, yeah, I'm dead chuffed that that's now arrived. Also, if you're watching and you see me playing with my jumper, it's because I've got a massive hot water bottle underneath.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, few things I have thought about talking about, and one of them being, right, this new program that is coming out next week. I think it's only available in the UK, but it's called Virgin Island. And when I saw the advert for this, I had very mixed feelings on this concept. Have you seen anything?
I haven't. It sounds like a really interesting... I'm going to give it a little Google.
Give it a Google. See if there's like a synopsis kind of thing, because that'll probably be easier than me explaining. But I feel like it's kind of does what it says on the tin.
Oh, bizarre new dating show. Yeah, hang on. Groundbreaking new series that follows 12 adult virgins who travel to a luxury retreat as they embark on a course in intimacy to see if it can help them overcome their fears. Interesting. The new series will start on Channel 4 on the 12th of May. Detailed research by University College London reveals that 1 in 8 26-year-olds are still virgins compared to 1 in 20 in previous generations. Wow, 1 in 8, okay. And the increase of social media, pornography and loneliness has seen a result in unprecedented levels of body image anxiety and a fear of sex and intimacy. Virgin Island plans to explore these very issues as some of the world's leading sexologists, what a fantastic word, take the participants on a journey to help them make their first steps towards intimacy. Wow, okay, so the people are struggling with the intimacy in the Love Island age. Well, okay.
Okay, that's...
And
then
the other kind of like synopsis bit says, this is obviously, a mild spoiler, even though it's not out yet. It depends what people count as a spoiler. The group are introduced to touch therapy, including massage and an animal game that aims to ignite their sexual impulses.
An animal game?
Ben faces rejection when he develops feelings for a fellow virgin. Oh.
I'm...
Okay.
So interesting.
I am all over this, like beans on toast. I swear this actually is so interesting.
Why do you keep bringing beans on toast into my life?
Sorry, I know you're not a fan. Yeah, but you put the beans all over the toast, so you're all over it like beans on toast.
Oh, grim.
What's something else that you put all over something and I'll change it?
Butter on toast.
Okay, I can. You love toast, you and your burnt toast. All right, I'm all over it like Lurpak on bread. Is that
there
better?
We go. I love that one. Anyway, okay. Not the point. To be fair, you have just educated me on the whole concept of it because when I
there's a lot of information actually. There's 10 episodes. Virgin Island will thrust word choice a number of stunningly attractive and confident singles together. As the cast finds heartfelt connections and explores their varying reasons for waiting, there will be plenty of unexpected twists, including new arrivals and departures, all culminating in a dramatic finale where relationships are put to the test.
Okay. I'm going to watch it. I'm very interested. I actually kind of know someone who's on it as well.
Oh, interesting.
But when I first saw this advert for it, they kind of sold it... I don't know how they sold it, but I immediately like felt some negative feelings about it.
Okay. Why?
Well, probably because I'm just during my period and I'm being very negative at the moment, but.
Okay. That is an absolutely sufficient answer.
No. But I just kind of thought, I don't know if I am just being very neggy, but like trying to make virgins, like, why is it a big deal to lose your virginity? Like, why
and
do
also,
people have
what,
to lose
like, I'm question, which you don't actually have to answer, I'm just question it. what the hell even is it? What is your virginity? Like, what is it?
Yeah, like, does that need clarifying?
That's what I'm saying, because this question says here, how can you be sure that these people are virgins anyway? So far, the online application form poses questions, are you a virgin, and explain why you remain a virgin, which doesn't seem particularly like a particularly scientific method of only attracting verified virgins. Like, a verified virgin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like that.
But then also, it's just the system feels like it could be extremely easily gamed. And while there's definitely a reality show in a traitor style series where a sexually active person infiltrates a pack of virgins for nothing but personal gain, that show shouldn't be something that bills itself as Virgin Island.
I just feel like there's this societal thought that if you're a virgin, it's a negative.
Oh, interesting. Hang on. It gets further. Also, good luck finding applicants. There is going to be a British version of Virgin Island in the UK. Okay, so that was a different Virgin Island, that first one. This one says here that they started application process last summer, and yet by January it was reported that not a single person wanted to participate. Shaken by the crisis in March, the channel loosened the entry requirements to allow non-virgins in. Maybe that means people who are celibate. Maybe it means people who have never had full sex, whatever the hell full sex
is. Wait, but if you're celibate, that's a choice. Why would you be going on a show?
Yeah, but then some of these people, I'm assuming, could be wrong, are virgins by choice.
Yeah, so if it's a choice, why are you going on a show to change that?
Maybe they've changed their mind.
Can you not just do that in real life then? Like, I don't know, it just doesn't...
They might have just got so far into their head, and...
I think if it's, like, a mental block, and you're like, I really want to have sex, but, like, mentally I can't, or, like, I don't know, I think if it's, like, I really want this, but I'm struggling to get myself in that situation, or, like, I'm struggling with self-confidence, or I'm scared of it, or something like that. I totally understand that aspect of it. I just don't think it's been, like, sold that way. It's kind of been sold that way, that these people are weirdos for being virgins. Let's get them all on a show and exploit
and what, try and make them have sex with each other?
And, like, yeah, make it entertainment. And I'm like, it just doesn't sit fully right with me. I don't know.
I hear you. I agree with you on those aspects, but then the other flip side of it, just to play devil's advocate, these people have signed up for it.
Well, this is the other thing, but then I'm almost like, oh, it's so hard because you don't have control over what a channel pitches you as. Like, so for example, right? So when my TikTok went viral on TikTok, I got approached by some ITV producers being like, would you be interested in going on Good Morning Britain and This Morning to talk about your TikToks and asexuality, et cetera, et cetera. And at first I was like, oh, that would be amazing. Like, the coverage would be great and whatever. And then I spoke to my friend and she just put it so well and was like, the thing is, you've got no control over how they... put you out into the public, and they might be pitching you as the kind of so there was this girl on This Morning who wanted to be Big Ben,
who obviously
it's a bit weird, right? They've put her on there because they think it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. So
it's entertaining for people to take the piss.
Exactly that. So my friend was like, just be careful because they might be pitching you next to the Big Ben girl and sort of pitching you as a weirdo. Let's talk about it. Like, you don't know what their intentions are and whether it will come across the way that you want it to come across. Don't trust TV shows like that.
No, yeah. And it's good that you had, like, a voice of reason and things like that. But these people have signed up for something. If they need clarity, then they should ask for clarity. You never know how it's going to be pitched. You don't actually know the reasons why they've signed up for it. Like, I'm in my 30s, and I'm going to be brutally honest. I don't know anyone who's a virgin, personally. Which, there's no issue. Do what you want. Really does not concern me. But I don't know if I would have people... I mean, I would hope that my friends, if they were, they would feel like they could talk to me about it if they needed to. But I just don't know anyone. And I think that goes back to that statistic of like 1 in 20 in previous generations, and now it's dropped down to 1 in 8. Like, is it something that's like more common now, like with dating apps coming up and like having sex so readily available, that it's like, because nobody knows how to do it the first time, you just kind of muddle through. And I think when you're younger, you can use that as an excuse almost to be like, oh, it wasn't very good, or oh, I didn't really know what I was doing. Whereas if you get to a certain age, like we've spoken about it before, the exposure that we have to TV and film and books and like TikToks and social media and all of that stuff, it's kind of like there's a bit of an expectation to be good at it,
but also just to have it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm just concerned that this program is going to like say to people, you need to have sex, like you're abnormal if you don't have sex. Like, I'm just concerned at like what people are going to think in their minds.
Yeah,
because there's this program.
It would be so interesting if there was someone on there who said, the reason why I haven't had sex is because I think I'm asexual. I would absolutely love that.
Well, surely this topic has got to come up, and I'm so obviously here for that. I'm just really intrigued, and I think it's going to be quite educational, but I hope it's educational all in the right ways. I'm just a bit
nervous. I don't know if, is it an episode a week? Or, because it said on the thing there's 10 episodes.
I think so. I think it's like a weekly thing.
So it would be good if we get on it, and then we can talk about it on here.
We'll do that.
A little Virgin Island. Although when I Googled it, there was lots of, you know, Virgin Cruises, like Richard Branson.
Well, yeah.
It was like Virgin Islands, Virgin Islands. And then obviously there is the Virgin Islands. So it was there was a lot to troll through to find it. So let's see what happens. Let's see how they sell it. Because the thing is, with something like Love Island, that is, and it's changed a lot, but especially like the first few series, you'd see people having sex on it and all the games would be centered around sex. Whereas now, I feel like they've had to take a step back from that. Mostly because of like the impact on people's mental health and stuff after the show. But it would be very interesting to see how.
I just think as well, like, that. I know these people have signed up for it and they know what they're getting into, et cetera, but you're right.
They might not fully know or understand what they are getting into.
I think there's just a risk of putting these people on a pedestal to get laughed at.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, no, I agree. But then that's the thing is, people go, oh, what? They're however old and they're still a virgin. It's like, but what is a virgin? What does that class as? Because I know that some people, obviously it's different for different people, but some people will, when people talk about like lesbian sex and they go, but that's not sex. It's like, okay, what is the actual definition of sex? Like a penis and a vagina? Like, are these going to be same sex relationships? Like all of the, there's so many questions around it, but also like if sex is penis and vagina, then there's so many more virgins, quote unquote, in the world, because there's some people who have only had sex with the same gender as them, or
they must approach this topic on the show. But yeah, like I said, it'll be interesting to see it.
Like, what do people count as virginity and intimacy? And also, like, losing your virginity sounds so negative. It's like, why am I losing something? It's not like losing your keys. Like, it's like, that's like taking something away from someone. You're losing your virginity, or I'm taking your virginity. It's like, why does it have to be so negative?
Yeah. I've never thought of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, like loss is not a
positive thing.
Not usually. So it's like.
Like the word lack.
Yeah. Like that, exactly. It goes back to the definition of a lack of sexual attraction, or lack of sexual desire, or a lack of, like, it's just a bit like it makes you feel a bit deflated.
If they don't bring up asexuality in this, I will be very surprised. Because I do think it should be a topic they should discuss, because I bet you, like, half of them won't even know, like, what it is, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or they do know what it is because that's what they've thought that they are, and then it's got where they've made a realisation and they've gone, oh, no, I'm not asexual. I wasn't interested, now I am, or maybe I'll be interested if it's this person, or...
hope they're not using the show as some sort of conversion therapy within themselves.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting, though. Interesting. I mean, I had no idea about this show, so thank you for bringing it into my life, even though it's not out yet.
Yeah, I'm very interested.
My Monday evening, I'm booked and busy now.
I think it's a Tuesday, but...
Tuesday evening, I'm booked and busy now. We can watch it together.
Yeah, maybe we should. Also, the fact that it's 1 in 8 people are now virgins, like, that's more people than 1 in 20, isn't it? Just to get that statistically right. Yeah.
In a group of 16 people, 2 of them are virgins based on that statistic. Whereas previous generations, 1 in 20.
Yeah.
There's a chance in a group of 16 that none of them would be virgins, previous generations. But also, I'll be interested to know what generation that is, because, like we've said previously, it used to be very much man, woman, baby, yeah, marriage, baby, house, 2.4 kids, dog. Like, so are they talking about the generations like then, previous generations? Oh, are they talking about people who are from like the 1940s, where they used to just churn out kids because they didn't use contraception?
Or also, are they it's so like, it's not what's the word, like anyone can lie about this stuff, it's not controlled.
Well, that's it, they said you can be a not a virgin and apply, and it's like, okay, but what does that mean? What's a non-virgin?
I just mean like
someone might have had sex once in their life and been like, no thanks.
Well, I'm, yeah, good. Exactly.
And then made the choice not to do it, and then they've changed their mind now. Like, are they going into the show as a virgin, not as a virgin? Like, how does it work?
And are they going to tell us? But also, like, there's no way to control it or, like, see if things are factually true. Do you know what I mean?
And based on that, like, they're going to do touch therapy. And again, you know me and you, we love a bit of therapy, but that makes it seem like there's a problem. Like, touch therapy. It's like, well, what is that?
I mean, I get it if they're, like, body conscious or underconfident in that area. Like, I get that. I don't know. There's a lot to it, isn't there? There's a lot.
So much to unpack.
Anyway, I think the only way we're going to unpack this is by watching it and then making some opinions. Let's look at some emails, because, like I said in the introduction, we've had some really gorgeous emails in. One of them I think you're going to particularly enjoy.
Okay.
She would prefer to stay anonymous. She says, I'm a 34-year-old... Huh?
Same.
She says, I'm a 34-year-old woman from Australia. Stumbled across your podcast and was very glad I did. I've recognised myself as somewhere on the ace spectrum since 2019, brackets, think I'm demi/grey, who knows, ? Me too, by the way. I think that's where I am, but who knows? While I've always been accepting of it, it's been a very confusing journey with a lot of conflicting feelings. You take many words straight out of my mouth, which makes listening to your podcast a true joy. And I deeply appreciate that you've put in the effort to create a safe space for our community. I'm also an enormous women's football fan.
Brackets,
love the Matildas, and I keep up to date with the WSL. Love me some Steph Catley.
True, same.
Who doesn't love Steph Catley? I'm introverted by nature, but I co-hosted a Killing Eve / Yellow Jackets podcast for a number of years. So if you'd like an Aussie guest who owns a microphone currently collecting dust with a few dating stories amongst other things, let me know. Thanks again for your work.
Oh, no, I like that one. She's our peeps.
She's our peeps.
Asexual, football, WSL, Matildas, podcasts.
We will 100% be in contact. I go away to Zante for 2 weeks, so I think all of our guests will have to be after then, / maybe next week, actually, if we can grab someone. But that's really exciting.
Guys, it probably would be helpful if, because it's hard, because there's some people who've reached out, I know from what you said to me, and they want to be on the podcast, and we really want them on the podcast, but they're in America or they're in Australia. Maybe throw out your availability as well, and then we can figure out time differences and stuff.
Yeah, because someone did say that she's in USA, I think, in another email, and she was like, I know it might be hard timing wise, but it's definitely can be done. So yeah, I mean, if you do whack on the availability, then that would be even more helpful. But I'll be in touch and we will get some people on. There's another person that we're trying to get on, but she's from the USA. It's just really tricky, like with timings and stuff.
When you're a worldwide superstar podcast like we are, it's really, really hard to get all the fantastic people.
Yeah, and you obviously work full time.
Yes, yeah. So. And your job is like crazy. Sometimes like I won't speak to you for like however many weeks.
I know. It's.
And sometimes I speak to you 500 times a week. I much prefer the 500, if I'm honest, but I'll tell you what I can get. That was a nice message. I like it.
That was really nice, wasn't it?
Do you know what's nice is some of the messages, we love all the messages, but what's nice is there's a lot of messages that just kind of do a little check-in just to be like, thanks. And I think in the world right now, people don't, not for any reason like that's horrible, but people don't always say thank you for things. Like I wouldn't expect someone to thank me for sitting and chatting to my mate about being asexual, but then actually you realise that it's helping people, and so.
Yeah, and also it's not like someone's holding the door open and so you're just there and then can say thank you. Like people are actually going out of their way to open up the laptop, sign in, type your email in, type the message and send it. Like that's effort, guys. And
going out of their way to listen to me and you just chat rubbish.
That too is really helpful.
Like we could be keeping someone company on their way to work right now, which I think is really cool.
Oh, if you're on your way to work, have a lovely day.
Or if you're on your way home, we hope you had a lovely day and
have a lovely
weekend, happy evening, all the happiness, all the joy.
Hope you're having a lovely dinner tonight.
Yeah, or a breakfast if you're in America and you're listening to this and it's like, or Australia.
When do people listen to this? Let us know. Go on our Instagram. I'll put up a little story and you can write in the comment box where you listen to this and when you listen to this. Get some engagement on the Instagram. Give it a follow, everybody. Asexuals Anonymous on Instagram. Give that a follow. We're trying to get up the content on there as well. And also download, subscribe, like, rate, comment, all of that stuff. Remember, we're on YouTube. It's all the just admin stuff at the end that's quite boring, isn't it? And very repetitive, but got to be said. And also, thank you, so much for joining the community. Also, pass the podcast on if you think anyone would enjoy.
Yeah, do it. We're here for everyone.
We're here for everyone. You don't just have to be asexual.
Love is love.
Oh, I got an email about that one as well. So maybe we can do that one next week. So that's a good email.
Perfect.
I love how much the love is love conversation threw up for everybody.
Yeah. And, very, very soon, guys, it's going to be Pride Month. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. And on that note, I think that's a good place to end it. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back in your ears next week.